This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. Meg wanted to go hear the popular surfer-turned-evangelist who was speaking at a summer crusade. She listened intently and made the decision to repent and begin a relationship with Jesus. Her friend Amy was excited. A follower of Jesus, Amy encouraged Meg to find a community to worship with and offered to do a Bible study with her. After a few weeks had passed, however, Amy got a message from Meg. "This is too involved a commitment for me. I don't want to talk about this anymore." Others, like Meg, had come to this conclusion before. In the Bible book of John 6, after hearing Jesus teach in a synagogue, many of his disciples said, "This is very hard to understand. How can anyone accept it?" And John says, at this point, many of his disciples turned away and deserted him. Why is following Jesus hard? Though they might expect temporary pain, many Christians remain shocked by the fact that the Christian life may cost a lot in this life, writes Jordan Standridge. Jesus explained that following him could mean the loss of personal comforts, financial security, and even family harmony. Jesus encouraged his followers to consider what it really means to commit their lives to him, telling them, "If you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. But don't begin until you count the cost." But to the one who counts the cost and says yes, a life of abundance awaits.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.